Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to meet with you each day by way of this radio broadcast. It is our prayer and goal that you be informed, encouraged, and challenged by the broadcast day after day. The design purpose of this broadcast is to search the Word of God in light of current issues and make a determination as to how God would have us to respond based on the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. That's the Bible. God gives us His Word, the Bible. That's His progressive revelation of Himself to man. And the Bible is the source book for all truth. Let me remind us once again, as we search for answers for difficulties, problems, and as I call them, issues in life, we need to go to the Word of God to seek an answer, direction, principles on which we might build our lives, make our decisions. From cover to cover, Genesis through Revelation, we find the Bible is that source book of truth. So, ladies and gentlemen, we face issues day after day on this broadcast. We do so based on the authority of Scripture. What does the Bible say? It's not what a political, ideological bent might say or think or feel. The decisions that we make in the broadcast each day is not based on denominational dogma with its rites and rituals and rules and regulations. It's based on thus saith the Word of God. And I believe that's what God would have us to do as Christians in the world today, is to base our determination and our decisions, give our answers, make our determination and decisions as to what we're going to do and how we need to respond based on what would Jesus say? What would Jesus do? How would God's Word, how does God's Word say that we ought to respond? This is the reason Jesus said to His disciples in John 8:31 and 32, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then in John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am truth." So must ask the question, if Jesus says, "I am truth," and if God's Word is His progressive revelation of Himself to man from cover to cover, then what is truth? Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy Word is truth." It's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. And may I say, not only the inspired, infallible, and inerrant Word, but it's the plenary Word. That means the total. No additives, no subtractions, no deletions, no dilutions. It's the totality of what God will have for us. And then we find in the Scripture in Zechariah 8:6, the Bible says, "Speak every man truth to his neighbor." And I believe that's what we ought to do, and that's what we attempt to do each day on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. But it was George Orwell back a number of years ago that said, the further a society drifts from truth, it will hate those who speak it. The more it will hate those who speak it. And that's what we find taking place today. If you don't believe that, watch the shenanigans on television of what's happening in Washington, and you understand that. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of landscape and lawn care equipment for a homeowner and for the professional landscaper. It also carries a full line of Honda hurricane preparedness equipment and the full line of Honda generators and a team that can answer all your questions about backup generation and power. Tools for Time, located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old San Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Find the gigantic flag flowing, Old Glory, 165-foot flagpole, and at the top of that flagpole is a gigantic flag. Find the flag at the base of that flag. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. Look them up, toolsfortime.com, toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, there's a telephone number that you can call and jump into the dialogue and discussion. It's going to be a very grave, very serious, somber broadcast from my standpoint. I'll have to say some things that I do not enjoy having to say about an issue that I believe that we need to be tuned in and recognize what is taking place on a national basis that's undermining and will undermine and destroy ultimate stands that other Christians would have on issues that are moral, ethical issues, biblical issues that I believe we need to recognize. I'm going to have an elongated monologue, and after the monologue, I'd love to have you call in, give your expressions of thoughts and interest, concerns, and input. The call-in telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, is 831-0917. That telephone number gets right, that telephone call gets you right through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions and comments. That's 831-0917. Remember that number, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A and the LGBTQ. Chick-fil-A and the LGBTQ stormtroopers. Chick-fil-A and the LGBTQ Gestapo and what is taking place with Chick-fil-A's surrendering the flag, bowing and bending to the Gestapo of the LGBTQ mob. But before we get into the details of that, let me just say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe all of us have heard of Chick-fil-A. I don't know of any family, any individual, any person that would not have already heard of Chick-fil-A restaurants. Chick-fil-A has grown to the nation's number three. Listen, McDonald's, Burger King, and Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is number three in the nation of fast food restaurants. They have historically been known as the Christian organization, the Christian restaurant. Chick-fil-A has a reputation among the Christians for closing on Sunday. In fact, most all Christians have looked at Chick-fil-A's business model and Chick-fil-A's philosophical principles of following the scripture and being obedient to the word of God as being the ideal, the benchmark, the platinum standard, if you will, for Christian businesses and Christian businessmen to operate from. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, it was the founder of Chick-fil-A, Truett Cathy, that said his company was founded and operated on Christian principles. But ladies and gentlemen, the founder, Truett Cathy, passed away in 2014. Truett Cathy was a man of faith, a Christian that believed it was vital to stand on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God and the biblical principles therewith. It was Truett Cathy that believed that the Christian principles and biblical principles ought to be the operational directives for his company, for his organization. Chick-fil-A closed on Sunday to allow all of its employees to go to church and to worship God with their families. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of any other business model like that in America. I don't know of any other business principle that's set up as Chick-fil-A has been in its operation for all of these years. Ladies and gentlemen, for a company to close on Sunday, in fact, you can go to any mall where you find a Chick-fil-A on a Sunday, and everything is wide open, gangbusters, and Chick-fil-A's closed. It sets the standard for those Christian businessmen, but not only setting the standard for the Christian businessmen, but it sets the standard, the ideal, the high goal that is in the heart of every true believer that causes us to admire, causes us to look at with a great sense of support for an organization and a company that will do that. But ladies and gentlemen, most of us know that for the past several years, Chick-fil-A has been hounded by the radical sodomite group known as the LGBTQ. The LGBTQ began in 2012 to picket, to challenge, and to publicly demean the Chick-fil-A restaurants. What happened in 2012? What took place? Why? Because in 2012, Dan Cathy, the son of founder Truett Cathy, made a public statement. And his public statement, ladies and gentlemen, simply said that he was in support of the definition of marriage. Dan Cathy stated that the Bible says that marriage is between a man and a woman. Now, I don't know how you get any more simplistic than that. God created male and female, created he them, Genesis 1:27. God created Adam and Eve. He didn't create Adam and Steve. God created a man and a woman to marry and to procreate and to have produce children that would in turn honor God and reverence God and serve God. That's God's ideal. That's God's plan for man. That's God's rationale and reason for creating man. But ladies and gentlemen, the Sodomite agenda is antithetical to that. You see, the Sodomite agenda says that it's okay, as Pete Buttigieg and his parading himself out as a candidate for the president of the United States of America, talks about his husband. Pete Buttigieg says that after he was married to his husband, he's been brought closer to Jesus. In fact, Pete Buttigieg just made the statement 2 weeks ago that if elected as president of the United States of America, he'll bring Christianity back to the White House. Now, I don't know about you, but that's totally laughable. That's insanity. That is stupidity, if I can be that bold and plain. But ladies and gentlemen, because Dan Cathy, the son of Truett Cathy, which was the founder of Chick-fil-A, made the public statement that he believed that God's word is right, that he believed that God's word is correct when it says that there's one man and one woman for marriage. Well, the Sodomite Gestapo, the LGBTQ stormtroopers, and the fake media began their open, relentless, in-your-face attacks on Chick-fil-A across America. In fact, colleges and universities have banned Chick-fil-A from being on campus. Multitudes of malls and major places of business where they would have the indoor malls. Many of them, in fact, there's some cases still taking place now in the courts where they tried to prevent a Chick-fil-A from going into a mall setting or into a strip shopping center setting simply on the basis that they claimed that it was a hate organization. Labeling the LGBTQ sodomite stormtroopers, calling Chick-fil-A a hate organization simply because of Dan Cathy's position that marriage is between one man and one woman. And ladies and gentlemen, the Sodomite Gestapo and the LGBT stormtroopers simply unleashed, as I have called it, the hounds of hell on the Chick-fil-A organization. But the Sodomite attacks continued and the Christian support for Chick-fil-A increased. Listen, I don't know if you noticed it or not, but you can go to just about any Chick-fil-A restaurant and you'll find not one but two lines of cars wrapped around the building for their drive-through service. In fact, they no longer just have the punch key where you can look at the menu or speak on the microphone to call in your order. They have the young ladies and the young men, the workers, the employees, out with their iPads, taking your order, and then even delivering the order to the car, so that you will not have to wait. Because generally speaking, ladies and gentlemen, when you find, especially at the peak lunchtime, peak breakfast, lunch, or dinner time, you'll find the double lanes of cars wrapped around the buildings and the interior of the restaurant jam-packed. And so that helps them get the customers in and out without them having to sit in the car and wait and wait and wait for an order to be placed and for an order to be delivered. But ladies and gentlemen, the Sodomite attackers continue their attack on the Chick-fil-A restaurant, and as their attacks increase, listen, only the hand of God could do this. Only God could do what has taken place with Chick-fil-A. Only God's intervention and blessing on a Christian principle organization could do what they've done for Chick-fil-A, do what has happened with Chick-fil-A. As the attacks increased by the Sodomite Gestapo stormtroopers, as the attacks continued to escalate, the Christian participation and the Christian support for Chick-fil-A increased. Christians across America came to the defense of Chick-fil-A. Christians across America have been thankful for Sam Cathy Truett Cathy and the Cathy family and their staunch, unwavering, uncompromising stand on God's word and Christian principles. every Christian, I don't care who it is or where it is. We like to see those that have gone before us. We like to see those, that great cloud of witnesses that's watching as we move through society and move through this world today. Truett Cathy blazing the trail. Truett Cathy has shown the world what can be done when one man takes a stand for the Word of God. But Truett Cathy is no longer alive today. Dan Cathy, his son, was in control until just a short time ago. Someone else has taken the controls. Someone else is now the president and the COO of Chick-fil-A. Ladies and gentlemen, it's rare in the professional corporate world today to find a company willing to stand on Christian biblical precepts and principles, to stand on the Word of God in the face of the radical LGBTQ Gestapo stormtroopers. There was on one occasion, several occasions had taken place, but one in particular, where the sodomites came in and picketed. They circled the building. They tried to basically shut it down. And ladies and gentlemen, the Christians rose up even stronger to stand for the Truett Cathy principle, the Truett Cathy platinum standard for Christian business and Christian principles and the operation of a Christian business. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm personally thankful for the stand that Chick-fil-A has taken over these years. I personally commend them for having taken that stand in history past. I personally commend them for being the shining light on a hill for other Christian businesses and Christian businessmen and Christian entrepreneurs to see that it can be done, to see that if you honor God and stand on God's word, that God will bless it and multiply it and use it for His honor and glory. Ladies and gentlemen, they have stood so long. I'm personally thankful. But something has happened. Something has happened. The biblical standard seems to have been brought to a compromise. Brought to a compromise. So what's happened? Has God's word changed? Is God's word no longer the platinum standard for Christians and for Christian businesses? Has God's word so been mollified and modified and compromised that somehow, some way, we can say, well, I'm just doing by what God's word says, and it's antithetical to what we've done in the past? Has God's word changed? Should we believe, ladies and gentlemen, that God would have us to bow or to bend to the sodomite demands? I've seen that personally. I've experienced that personally. When we had on one occasion for 11 weeks, the sodomite mob, the sodomite Gestapo, the sodomite stormtroopers picketed in front of our church for 11 weeks, holding their big signs up that this is a homophobic church. And that you ought not to go there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, God honored our stand. We had folks that visited simply because they saw that. And they said, any church, any pastor that'll take that stand, that's the church we need to be in. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what God does when we do not compromise, when we take a stand, when we take a stand on His word, when we take a stand unwaveringly and without any bowing or bending to the demands of the sodomite LGBTQ Gestapo stormtroopers. After the temperature got, that was in May of that year, after the temperature got to be about 100 plus on a daily basis, they were out every Sunday. They determined that it was too hot to stay out there. They wanted to have a meeting with me. They'd already called in and used every vile, vicious, vulgar communication that could ever be thought to come from a human tongue and speaking to our staff and our people. They had already been blatant and bold on their public social media platforms of how wretched we were for taking the stand against sodomite lifestyles. They passed word on to me that, you know, if that preacher would just meet with us just for a few minutes so we can show him how he's wrong, then we'll stop this demonstration in front of the church. I told our security men on that occasion when they got word to them, I said, no, sir, not on your life. They can stay out there picketing as long as they stay on that parking lot. They can stay there for 100 years or until Jesus comes. It's all right with me. That's their constitutional right. But we'll not bow, we'll not bend, we'll not compromise on our position of what the Word of God says. I believe that is the call of God in every Christian's life, every pastor and every church, every denomination and every organization. But ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, our churches have bowed and bent to the demands of the sodomite Gestapo stormtroopers. Our denominations, every mainline denomination, have at this point bowed and bent to the sodomite Gestapo stormtroopers' demands. Many today, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just a matter of the sodomites wanting tolerance, as they started out saying several years ago. They wanted us to be tolerant with them. They are the most ungodly, unholy, intolerant group on the face of the globe. They have simply incrementally taken control of the policy and procedures in Washington and most of our capitals, state houses in America. They're now the promulgators of the rules and the regulations and the laws that we as Christians, unless we sit up, wake up, and understand that this is going to destroy the church, unless we take a stand and firmly take a stand, as the Apostle Paul said, having done all, stand. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 12, 13, and 14. And that having done all stand means we do not bow, we do not bend, we do not run, we do not give in, we do not compromise. It literally means in that text, after your heels have been dug in, do not turn and run. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm saddened to say that seemingly is what has taken place with Chick-fil-A. I believe that God would have us to stand without any compromise on the Christian standards, the biblical standards. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're talking about the Chick-fil-A and their bowing and bending to the sodomite LGBTQ Gestapo stormtroopers. The telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to have your input. Love to know what you think. Love to know whether you believe this is good or bad or indifferent, but I want to hear from you. I believe I have a caller on the line. Go with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, it's very sad, brother, to hear and see what's going on in America. I was talking to my wife not long ago about this issue. What's going to happen with those bastions of Christians nationwide, like the Pat Robertson, Dr. James Dobson, Joe MacArthur, when they pass away? We got a generation that is being raised, so-called Christians, that they don't want to offend nobody. They become offended when they are called homophobic. Let me tell you something. I am a proud homophobic because my Heavenly Father, God, is the one who doesn't allow homosexual marriage.
Yes.
By those terms, they're going to call me homophobic. I'm a proud one. But in many Christians, they just cave them. They don't want to be offended. They want to be loved by the world. They are against what the Bible teaches. The Bible says the opposite. We're going to be hated by the world. So they made those changes and they just twist like a snake trying to please the world. I mean, come on, the Bible is clear. And not only that, the spiritual decay inside the churches. We were attending a Bible study and this professor, he was teaching about the Moses when he parted the Red Sea. And you know what he had the guts to say? Well, I'm going to teach about this. But I don't know if that really happened. Just think about how a red can be parted in the middle and people's going to walk on dry sand. Our wife and I, we were speechless. We were like, what? How in the world you question what the Bible says?
But I guess that's one of the things that I'm in full agreement with you, and one of the things that we need to look at, some of the golden standards, the platinum standards,
yes,
and theological doctrine
and
biblical truths today.
So much, they're trying to analyze the biblical teachings of God with a carnal mind. You
That's
cannot
it.
Do that. You can, and that's the problem with the church nowadays. They want to please everybody. They want to be loved by the world. They want to be loved by the atheists and this and this and that. The Bible says the opposite. And I believe that's the problem that we have. We got lukewarm Christians, Kool-Aid Christians, that when somebody tell them, I don't believe that, they just cave in. Okay, that's fine. No, wait a minute. That's what it says. You don't like it, take it with God. I didn't write the Bible. He wrote it. That should be our attitude. But we cannot cave in.
Our attitude and approach should be, thus saith the word of God. God said it. That settles it, whether you want to believe it or not. But going back to a question that you asked at the outset, thinking about when these men of renown, these that are the, I call the platinum standard for Christianity and biblical principles in America today, as they die out, I am saddened to say, but I do not see the newer generation with those standing up and meeting that standard and carrying the torch for Christian theological truth without bending and bowing to the popular standard of the world. I'm saddened to say that I believe that we'll see a day before the church is raptured out. We'll see a day where we have the Laodicean. In fact, we're in the Laodicean era today, where it is lukewarm. It's not hot for God. It's as the Ephesians, where they had left the first love, and then the Laodicean era that we're in today, where it is lukewarm. We need to be on fire for God. We do not need to be vacillating, bowing, or bending. We need to simply take the stand. God's word said it, and that settles it. And I am saddened to say that we're looking at the future. If Jesus tarries, the rapture of the church tarries, we're going to see the day where we're absent of that platinum standard for the gospel of Jesus Christ in the world in which we're living in. But all we can do, brothers, keep on keeping on honoring God, being that salt and light. You mentioned about that professor, that person that was teaching and saying he doubted what he was saying to be factual. That's the time that the whole audience, the whole group should have just gotten up and walked out. You're standing
and we
there,
were brothers. My wife and I, we were the only ones to disagree with him. I said, wait a minute, I'm sorry. If you're going to question what the Bible says, I'm sorry. We don't need to listen to you. You need to believe what you're teaching. And
he didn't
like it. But you know what? I don't care. And we stayed in that class because that kind of teaching needs to be rebuked and needs to be argued in a loving way. But brother, now that you mentioned about the rapture, I think that Bible verse fits right in it when it says, would I find faith in the earth when I go back? And I think we're living on those days. Because even Christians are questioning what the Lord says in his holy book. This is unbelievable. And I think this is one of the signs of the last days. You got lukewarm Christians everywhere that they don't know the scripture. You defend the
Absolutely.
Scripture, and I do defend it. But this generation, all they know is how to clap, how to jump like kangaroos. And they know every single tune of the music, which is good. Don't get me wrong. But ask him to name or to tell you 5-7 Bible verses. They don't even know one. And that's the problem that we have in America, unfortunately. God bless you, brother. And I love you. And I love your program.
Thank you so much, my brother. God bless you for your call. Thank you for your input. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Chick-fil-A and their bowing and bending to the LGBTQ Gestapo stormtroopers and the sadness that it brings across America today. We've got about a minute left in this particular segment. Let me just simply say this. Chick-fil-A has just announced, and we've touched on that, just announced that its foundation, and it's through the foundation they have been giving millions upon millions of dollars contributing to things like the Salvation Army, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and the Paul Anderson Youth Home in Georgia, because these these ministries are believers that believe the Bible and teach human sexuality and marriage as God's Word teaches it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a minute's break at the top of the hour news, so I want you to hang in there. Don't turn your dial. Stay tuned. We can continue this dialogue and discussion. I'd love to have your input after the news break. I want you to come. We'll come back and complete this study today and this thought in relationship to Chick-fil-A and the Gestapo of the LGBTQ attacks. Thank you so much. We look forward to meeting you after the break.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.